Here is another short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton.
I want to get to the third pillar, from who is God to who is man, to number three, how sinful man can be made right with the holy God, and that comes through Jesus Christ. If someone doesn't understand this one, you know, believing God exists and understanding or being skeptical about man's nature is one thing, but this third one is the most important one. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony given at the proper time. If that's not enough to tell you who Christ is, Acts 4:12, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. Jesus is the only way, no other name under heaven that has given among men that we must be saved through him. There is no other name through which man can be made right with the holy God than Jesus Christ. John 14:6, Jesus said himself exactly the same thing. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Jesus is either a liar, he's a lunatic, or he's Lord, just based on that one statement alone. And your eternity depends on your answer to that question. John 3:36, another black and white passage about who this Jesus Christ is. He who believes in the Son, Christ, has eternal life. But he who does not obey the Son will not see life, eternal life. But the wrath of God abides on him. And finally, in John 11, another powerful passage about the identity of who Jesus Christ is. Jesus said to, I believe it was Martha, after the death of her brother Lazarus, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. And he said, do you believe this? And she said to him, yes, Lord, I have believed that you are the Christ, the Son of God, even he who comes into the world. And that, if you are listening today, is the way in which you can be saved. You can be, as a sinful man or woman, you can be made right with the God who created you by doing exactly what Jesus said here. Do you believe this? Do you believe that he is the resurrection and the life? Do you believe in him that if you die, you will live eternally? Do you believe that he paid the penalty for your sin that you deserve to pay on the cross? If you believe in the person and the work of Jesus Christ on your behalf, you will be saved. And so do that today. If you've never done that and you're listening today, you've never heard this program before and you're wondering what we're talking about, this is the most important part of the program, about who Christ is and what he came to earth to do. God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Genuine conversion, regeneration, being born again, putting your faith in Christ, however you want to say it, is the door to discernment, so you can discern and understand the difference between truth and error. Ultimately, if you reject Christ, what you're really doing is you're calling God a liar. It says in 1 John 2, who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? Anyone who denies that Jesus is the Messiah is not just sort of, you can take it or leave it. No, that person's actually a liar according to Scripture. So all three of these pillars, who God is, who man is, who Christ is, must go together, because when you come to genuine saving faith, God gives you something ultra important. He gives you his own Holy Spirit to live inside you, to illuminate you, to understand his word, and to understand the world around you. He gives you new eyes and a new mind and a new heart to understand, so you can have discernment on not only spiritual things, but even on things that maybe the Bible doesn't even talk about. A COVID vaccine, you're going to be at a starting point of having better discernment to know what is the truth in this. You won't trust so easily what those who don't even believe in God are telling you. You won't trust so easily man who's fallen and corrupt, what the quote-unquote experts say, even if they've been educated at the best universities in the country or hold high positions of authority and position. You'll know anyone who doesn't believe in God, who doesn't understand the nature of man, and who doesn't believe that Jesus is the Christ, has to be very, very closely monitored everything they say, because they've already rejected the most important truths in life. So the more a source agrees with those pillars, the more I will trust it, and vice versa. The less they do, the less I will trust it. Back to the first question of the day. Where do you get your news? What is your source of truth? And if you want to be more discerning about all that's taking place, read the Word to understand better who this God is. Understand better the nature, the fallen nature of man and your own nature. And believe in Jesus Christ as being the resurrection and the life, as your only way to be saved. Trust in His work for you on the cross, His supernatural resurrection, and not any of your own works. We titled the program today, How to Know the Truth When the Truth is Hard to Know. Well, you'll have a much easier time understanding the truth on even contemporary issues of our day when you know Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life.
This has been a short take from The Christian Worldview with David Wheaton. To find out more about The Christian Worldview, order resources, make a donation, become a monthly partner, or contact us, visit thechristianworldview.org. You can also call us at toll-free 1-888-646-2233 or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331.